Shakespeare's house.
Well, Ethel, here we are in Shakespeare's front room. This must be where he wrote all his famous tragedies.
I'm not surprised with furniture like this.
What do you mean?
Well, look at that armchair. He can't have been comfortable sitting there.
Don't be silly. He probably sat at this table when he was writing tragedies.
Oh, yes. Look! This must be Shakespeare's typewriter.
Shakespeare's typewriter?
Yes. He must have written all his plays on this.
Ethel, that can't be Shakespeare's typewriter.
Why not?
Well, because Shakespeare didn't use a typewriter.
Didn't he?
No, of course he didn't. He was a very busy man. He didn't have time to sit in front of a typewriter all day. He probably used a tape recorder.
A tape recorder?
Yes, I can see him now. He must have sat on this chair, holding his microphone in his hand, saying, to be or not to be.
What does that mean?
Ah, well, that is the question.
Sydney, look!
What?
Over here. This must be Shakespeare's television.
Shakespeare's television?
Yes, it must be. It looks quite old.
Shakespeare didn't have a television.
Why not?
Why not? Because he went to the theatre every night. He didn't have time to sit at home watching television.
Oh. Sydney, what's that? I can hear something. Look!
Where?
Over there. There's a man over there, behind the newspaper. I think he's asleep.
Oh, yes. He must be one of Shakespeare's family. He's probably Shakespeare's grandson.
Oh!
I'll just go and say hello. Hello?
What? Eh? What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are you?
We're tourists.
Tourists?
Yes.
It must be very interesting living here.
Interesting? Living here? What are you talking about?
Well, it must be interesting living in a famous house like this.
Famous house?
Yes. There must be hundreds of people who want to visit Shakespeare's house.
Shakespeare's house? Look, there must be some mistake.
This is Shakespeare's house, isn't it?
This is number 34 Railway Avenue, and I live here.
Yes, you must be Shakespeare's grandson.
Shakespeare's grandson?
Yes.
Ethel, look at this.
What is it?
Well, look at it.
Oh, Shakespeare's ashtray.
Yes, William Shakespeare's ashtray. Mr. Shakespeare, I would like to buy this ashtray as a souvenir of our visit to your grandfather's house.
For the last time, my name is not...
Well, I'll give you £10 for it.
Now, listen. £10?
All right, then, £20.
£20 for that ashtray?
Well, it was William Shakespeare's ashtray, wasn't it?
William Shakespeare's... Oh, yes, of course. William Shakespeare's ashtray.
Here you are. You're sure £20 is enough?
Well...
All right, then. £25.
Thank you. And here's the ashtray.
Thank you very much.
I hope we haven't disturbed you too much.
Oh, not at all. I always enjoy meeting people who know such a lot about Shakespeare. Goodbye.
Goodbye.